WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Prominent Republicans speaking out about supporting Democrat Kamala Harris in the presidential race. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
Former Republican Vice President Dick Cheney will be voting for Vice President Kamala Harris over former President Donald Trump. That's according to his daughter, Liz Cheney, a former Republican lawmaker who this week said she would be voting for Harris. Liz Cheney spoke to The Atlantic's Mark Leibovich at the Texas Tribune Festival.
My dad believes, and he's said publicly, that there's never been an individual in our country who is as grave a threat to our democracy as Donald Trump is.
Earlier, the former president attended a court hearing in his E. Jean Carroll defamation case in New York. Attorneys asking for a new trial, no decision yet. And a judge in his criminal hush money trial today, delaying sentencing until after the election. The troubled Boeing Starliner capsule set to make a return back to Earth tonight without the astronauts launched to the International Space Station in June. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More official prison time for the Waukesha Christmas Parade attacker. A judge in Milwaukee yesterday sentenced Daryl Brooks to 9 years for running over the mother of his children just weeks before he used the same vehicle to kill six people at the Christmas parade. Brooks is serving six consecutive life sentences for the infamous attack. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz tells Civic Media's Chad Holmes what it took to win six terms in a Republican-leaning U.S. House district.
I've learned how to compromise without compromising my values. I don't believe I have cornered the market on all the good ideas, and I don't believe you get your way only.
Walz says he believes there are more things that unite Americans than divide them. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Applications are now being accepted for a grant program aimed at small businesses through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. According to a press release, the Small Business Development Grant can provide funds ranging from $50,000 to $250,000 to regional economic development organizations and local governments. Those organizations will then pass 100% of the funds to small businesses in their region. The application deadline is October 18th. A new child care facility is planned in Duluth as the city looks to address the growing child care crisis. Through a partnership between the Duluth Child Care Task Force, Essentia Health, and the Benedictine Sisters of St. Scholastica Monastery, a new housing project will contribute to solving both the child care crisis and issues with the lack of affordable housing. The Brayview Senior Housing Project at 5th Avenue East and 5th Street will feature 72 affordable apartments for seniors and a daycare for up to 100 kids. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The NFL season is underway. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. Tonight, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil to open up the Packers campaign. Head coach Matt LaFleur is excited to get started.
I think our guys are truly excited. There's been a lot of work that's been put in from the end of last season to now. I think they are excited about the opportunity to go out there and compete, you know, in front of the world.
Kickoff tonight is after 7 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN in southeastern Wisconsin, WRCO in southwestern Wisconsin, and WCQM in northern Wisconsin. Today is the start of a three-game homestand for the Brewers as they take on the Colorado Rockies. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games over the Chicago Cubs entering play today. The Brewers have lost 3 of their last 4 games, all of them in extra innings. And tonight is the third week of high school football in Wisconsin. Check your local Civic Media station for matchups. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Stray evening shower, otherwise a frost advisory tonight. Mostly clear and frosty with patchy fog. Lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, we'll look for sunshine. Highs into the low 60s. Nice Sunday ahead. Sunny and highs in the mid 70s. It's 60 right now.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping? your mind racing? So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome former State Senate Majority Leader, Democrat Tim Cullen, to the program to talk about his new book and great foundation helping Wisconsinites be here.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
And then you pay the price, the things we do for love,
the things we do for love.
Communication is the problem to the answer. You've got a number and your hand is on the phone. The weather's turned and all the lines are down. The things we do for love,
the things we do for love.
Like walking in.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to take these calls because I want to go somewhere else. But let's go to Dick from Madison. They're hanging on from the earlier segment. Hey, Dick, how you doing, man? You say what?
Oh, Earl, every caller you've had since I picked you up is along about Mark from the SAC has been spot on. But can I add one more to the
Absolutely.
List of perpetrators? And I think he's my personal worst of the worst, William Barr. This is a guy who he took the Mueller report and turned it into something it wasn't. I think it would have made it. I think he would have been impeached if you would have got that totally unredacted. And he dates back to W's dad. He was horrible then, and he's even more horrible now. And the guy's just, oh my goodness. And I can't even think of what this country would morph into if this clown would get reelected.
Well, but Dick.
By the way.
Oh, go ahead.
I love your bumper music.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. You know, let me ask you. You've been around a while, man. Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney have already said they voted for Kamala Harris, man. That doesn't even seem real.
McCain's son. I mean, it's a great thing. Two other songs came to mind real quickly when all this happened. When Biden dropped out of the race, I thought of the lyrics from a Chicago song, "Where Do We Go From Here?"
Oh yeah.
And then another Chicago song, "We Can Make It Happen."
You know, these
can make it happen.
You know, Dick, these are very trying times, and it's not hyperbole to say that the future of the world
it is
lays in the balance. I mean, that's just absolute truth.
One last thing. I read an article recently that the South Koreans are kind of planning nuclear weapons because they're scared of his return.
Well, Dick, here's what we have to do. All we have to do is convince our sisters, our brothers, our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters, our cousins, our nieces, our nephews, our neighbors, not to vote for Donald Trump.
It's removed.
Man, it's easier said than done. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Good morning. Good afternoon to you, Don. Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Just put him on. Just put Don on. Go ahead, Don.
I talked to his screener, and she didn't want me to talk about the subject, so I guess I better let it go, you know. So.
Well, you got to do what she said. She's the screener, man.
Yeah, right. That's right. I agree right. with you. You know, here's another topic. Then I hopefully you'll agree with this. There was a shooting in Georgia the other day.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Oh, good. Great. Well, at least there's something I could talk about anyway. I was going to say, boy, you're a real Iron Man. Boy, you're on in the morning and the evening. Anyhow, when is this going to stop? You know, this shouldn't even be a political issue. This is about a safety issue. And for crying out loud, I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. My God, you can't go to church. You can't go to the grocery store. The kids can't go to the school. And they weren't just kids. There were a math teacher. These people are doing service for our kids, so they can be educated. These politicians are there. Aren't they there when they take an oath of office to protect us?
So, Don, you're talking about the shooting in Georgia. And I talked about this on the other day. And I remember saying, the father should be charged. You remember, Jess, I was saying.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I was saying, how can it be that he knowingly, he purchased the gun for his son after he knew that the FBI had been talking to his son about the threats? And then what kind of person turns around and buys the gun, you know, for a 14-year-old after he knew what his son's plans were?
What kind of person buys a 14-year-old a gun, specifically an assault rifle-style gun?
Well, I have to tell you, there's some in our country
that's distressing.
Who do it, you know, and they don't see any problem with that.
I see a lot of problems right? with that.
And so I was watching the dad, who is now, you know, incarcerated, and he's got on the stripes, as he should have. But I heard people trying to defend him. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Is there anybody out there who thinks that this father is being railroaded? I mean, I heard people talking on the air and defending this man. And I don't know how you can possibly defend him. Four people are dead, right? Two children.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought that pain on those families. You did that, the father. Because if you hadn't done that, you hadn't bought that weapon, especially a weapon that is used only for killing people.
Correct.
And AR-15 is made solely to kill people. It serves no other purpose.
You can't use it to hunt.
No, it would destroy any animal.
Yes, it would, because that's what it does to humans.
Absolutely. And so, you know, we're this, maybe people would learn from it. I heard somebody saying earlier this evening, you don't know the man. He's being railroaded. He's a really nice guy. And so why are we doing this to him? And I'm like, sometimes, I don't know what's going on in the minds of people. I don't know how anything else can be going on in the mind of people who've seen this story other than compassion for the families that lost their children and their parents.
Mm-hmm. And concerned about having this be the last time that there not be more children suffering, more parents, more families suffering.
Well, listen to this. Because, you know, I've had this story since early this morning on my morning show, and I didn't get a chance to get to it. But a guy that's running to become the vice president of the United States, J.D. Vance, you know what he says? He says he laments that school shootings are a fact of life and calls for better security. So a guy that's running.
I'm not even answering that.
Well, I know, but he said that. And he said this, and he said it in front of thousands of people. And so it shows how cold-hearted a man he is. And he said, there's nothing we can do about these things. You know, they're just facts of life.
No. No, they are not just facts of life. They are facts of the life that we have made here in America with our gun culture and our obsession with toys that destroy. It is not a fact of life.
Well, it is in his mind. Republican vice president nominee J.D. Vance said Thursday that he lamented that school shootings are a fact of life and argued the U.S. needs to harden security to prevent more carnage like the shooting this week that left four dead in Georgia. If these cycles are going to go after our kids, we've got to be prepared for it, Vance said in a rally in Phoenix. We don't have to like the reality that we live in, but it is the reality we live in. We've got to deal with it. So I remember back in Columbine, the answer from many people was harden the schools, put bulletproof glass in the windows, put bulletproof doors into the schools. And it is that kind of mentality that this man is talking about. We've got to heighten the security around the schools. No, it's not that. I don't know why they can't say it's the weapon. It's that weapon. Nobody needs to have an AR-15. 844-967-2789. Explain to me why you need to have an AR-15. Please. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show on the Dominique Silva Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
the back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I'm mighty sure that I'll be loving you always. As now I can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, you know what I say is true.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, J.D. Vance, he called the shooting in Georgia an awful tragedy and said the families in Winder, Georgia need prayers and sympathy. And he'd hate to have his child go to a hardened school building, but that's the only way that he sees that this can work. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good afternoon to you, Tom. How you doing, man?
Hey, good to hear you in the evening, sir. What you just said, yeah, a hardened school. I mean, kids, the only difference between now going to a school and going to prison are you can leave at night. Other than that, you're walking into a prison. Kids have, can they even go outside and play anymore because of this kind of nonsense? And J.D. Vance says, oh, we got to make them harden. All right. The school already had two resource officers on staff. Where were they? How did this kid get past them with an AR-15? You know, there's just, you can only do so much. And I just see it as being, schools are turning more and more into prisons. They're being watched. I mean, there's cameras in schools. I mean, even here, I know there's a suburb school they have cameras in all the hallways. And all those cameras are directly piped to the police department. So these kids are being surveilled 24, you know, or at least, you know, 8 hours, 9 hours a day. Is this just to make them more used to being like that so we can eventually live in one of Trump's authoritarian rules? I'm sorry, I'm going all over right now.
No. You know, Tom, to not want to even discuss the weapon, and it's the same weapon repeatedly that's slaughtering mass numbers of people and children. And so to say we can't have a discussion about the AR-15, it was once banned, you know, right?
Right, and shootings went down.
That's correct. It was banned. So the $100,000 question, or the $64,000 question is, it was banned. These kinds of shootings went down. The gun lobby got connected once again with our elected officials and sweetened their pockets. And so the elected officials allowed that weapon to come back into existence, and we know the outcome of what has happened since they've done it. You know, my thing is, it should be banned.
I agree. There's no need for that. There's no need for a civilian to have a gun like that. They're not hunting with it. And again, like I said to you the other day, you know, are these Proud Boys and stuff who are all afraid of Chinese and Russians? No, it's not them. It's our government that they're afraid of. And they think our government's going to come and take all their stuff away, and they're going to fight tooth and nail to keep their guns. And the way I see it is, if they're going to take on the government is far more heavily armed than those guys, those fat guys who want to be weekend warriors and wave their Trump flags and their American flags and say they're patriots. No, you're not. You're not. And you're just making everything worse, but they don't care, because that's the way they see life.
Well, you know, Tom, what is really going to transpire, and it's very unfortunate, but those folk, you know, who actually on weekends go and prepare for the overthrow of our government, you know they're doing those things, right?
Oh, all too well do I know.
Okay, so you think our government doesn't know that?
Well, they do.
Okay, so
they do, but I think their hands are tied in a way that they can't. There's only so much they can do without infringing on someone's rights.
Until they make the fatal mistake, you know, championed by far too many people in this. We're headed towards a harsh reality, Tom, that can be prevented if the American people come to their senses. But we're headed towards a harsh reality. And some things that, you know, shouldn't have to happen, but they're not going to allow them to overthrow the government. Okay?
No, that'll never happen.
Okay,
but
we need
people who can stand up to the American people and say, look, this is stupid. These guys are the danger. We must nip this in the bud. But we don't have that exact person yet who can say that.
No. Well, you know, we know it's not the guy who's running for president. We clearly know he's not that person, you know, but
no,
somebody,
you'll make it worse.
But there has to be somebody. And I don't know. I know the military can't send signals, but these people they bought up all the ammunition. You can't find ammunition. Are you aware of that, Tom? As fast as make ammunition, people are buying. What are they preparing for?
I don't know. Again,
I know what they're preparing
apocalypse.
For. Yeah, well.
I do, too.
Yeah, we know what they're preparing for, and it's a horrible sign, and we need to avoid it at all costs. And the only people who can make that happen are our elected officials, Tom. They're the only ones who can do that. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. On the other side, I didn't realize that we still had troops in Iraq. After all these years, we've still been patrolling and policing Iraq. We're getting ready to finally come out of Iraq. And, man, we'll talk about it on the other side.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is calling for bipartisan action on gun safety after Wednesday's mass shooting at a school in Georgia.
Some of my Republican friends in Congress just finally have to say enough is enough. We have to do something. Together, let's ban assault weapons. Let's require safe storage of firearms.
Biden made the remarks in Wisconsin yesterday while announcing a $7 billion investment to generate renewable energy in rural America. Marathon swimmer Jim Dreyer has given up on his latest attempt to swim from Michigan to Milwaukee. Dreyer spent about 40 hours in the water before throwing in the towel. He says the water wasn't cooperating. It's Dreyer's second unsuccessful attempt since going the distance back in 1998. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A thrift store that had served Superior residents for over 15 years has announced it will soon be closing its doors. According to a Fox 21 report, the owners of Earth Exchange say they're dealing with some health challenges and are now looking to sell the whole business. They announced the impending closure on Sunday, but have yet to announce when their official last day of business will be. The thrift shop first opened in 2008, and the owners say they're hoping that someone will take over the business to keep it running. A Duluth school is among those that will receive a share of grant money to support students experiencing homelessness. According to the Minnesota Department of Education, 22 districts will split $1 million in funding, and ISD 709 will be receiving $43,000 of it for the Families in Transition program. School officials say the funding will be used to hire a part-time community social worker to connect those students with the resources they need. Last year, the program served nearly 300 kids. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. America's sweetheart, Haley Welch, is about to launch a new podcast. Wondering who Haley Welch is? She's also known as the Hawktua Girl, who has Hawktua'd her way into our hearts. In addition to being a guest on several other podcasts, introducing a line of merch, and starting a fan club, which you can join for the low, low cost of $200, she is now launching a podcast to, as she says, tell her side of the story. You mean there's more than just Hawktua? The podcast will be produced by Jake Paul's company. The Hawktua Girls podcast will likely be a step up. Twilight is back in animated form. The show will drop on Netflix and tell the Twilight story from Edward Cullen's perspective as the character played by Robert Pattinson. The story is based on Stephanie Meyer's 2020 novel, Midnight Sun, which reimagines the Twilight story from a different angle. Meyer wrote the original Twilight books in the early 2000s, which were turned into the hit movie franchise. The Twilight movies have grossed over $3.5 billion worldwide. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Stray evening shower, otherwise a frost advisory tonight, mostly clear and frosty with patchy fog, lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, we'll look for sunshine, highs into the low 60s. Nice Sunday ahead, sunny and highs in the mid-70s. It's 60 right now.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane Matinair returns to the big chair, and we are talking about the election because we are less than 2 months away, people. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
So long, you and me been finding each other for so long, and the feeling that I feel for you is asking for your love will turn the key, darling mine. I would wait forever for those lips of wine. Build my world around you, darling. This love will shine, girl. Watch it and see.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I was reading the text. Can you read that text for me, please, Jess, from Jasmine from Pennsylvania.
If I put my glasses on, certainly can. So from Jameson in Pennsylvania, Earl, I'll defend the father's right to do so in regards to buying this rifle for his son. However, with that right comes the responsibility and ramifications of doing so. It's a damn shame that we're thankfully here where he has been charged, but it is with great sadness that it even needs to be done. Knowing what he knew, it was a bad call. I'm grateful he is at least charged, and our system will work the way it should for him, and the public and justice shall run its course.
You know, I just thought that I wanted to make sure that you got a chance to read that, and thank you for sending that message. Before I go to the phone lines, we've been in Iraq 21 years. U.S. sets date for Iraqi withdrawal. I keep hearing people say what our nation can't afford. We can't afford to help people with daycare. We can't afford to feed people. We can't afford, you know, health care for people. We can't afford to educate people. We can't afford to do any of those things. We spent 21 years in Iraq.
That wasn't cheap.
Our military. Okay? We're still there. And you can't help but get frustrated when you keep hearing these people talking about when we pull out of Afghanistan. And the 13, you know, people lost their lives. As if somehow they wanted us to remain in Afghanistan even longer. We're all over the world. We've got more military bases than all the rest of the world combined. We only make up 4% of the global population. Americans, 4% of the entire globe. What are we doing over 800 military installation bases all over the world?
Yeah, 4% of the world's population, 90% of the world's ego.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on. We should have been out of Iraq.
Long ago.
Why are the taxpayers still supporting that? Why did we remain there? Number one, what were we there for in the first place?
Crickets.
Over and over and over and over throughout my entire life, I've watched this. We're still spending outlandish sums of money on defense. Who's coming after America? Nobody. We've got enough weapons, you know, to last, you know, until, you know, there's another reality. And yet we're still spending more and more money on weapons. Nobody's coming to get us. Not Russia, not China, not Iraq. Iran. None of those people are coming after us. So when are the American people going to demand that those kind of resources stop being used. I get it. The money spent on those resources. We're the number one supplier of munitions in the world. I get that. I understand that. It's business for us. Building weapons of mass destruction are a business for our nation. And so we sell these weapons. And you don't, you know, when you buy them and when you have them, you're going to use them. Because what's the purpose of you buying them? Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, good evening, Earl. I got a new title for you.
What's that?
Prime Time with Earl Ingram.
Hey, man.
You like that ring?
Hey, yeah, man. I kind of like that, man. Hey, Dave.
You like it? Yeah.
Why are we still in Iraq, man? With as many troops?
That's a very good question because, when you brought this up, I was a little surprised when you mentioned this. And, listen, we got, like you said, we got bases all over the world. We got military all over the world. That being the case, I will say this, the amount of military supplies, and it's unbelievable that we're giving Ukraine right now, is actually...
It's mind-boggling, man. It's mind-boggling.
It's mind-boggling. And Russia just recently changed their whole nuclear ability or agreement or something. And I do worry that I don't think Russia is going to, nuke the United States. But I do think they potentially could, if they're losing the war in Ukraine, they could certainly do parts of Europe use nuclear weapons over there. And I do think we're in a very precarious situation where, if you back, let's say you got, what do they call it, a badger. If you were to back a badger into the corner and you feel threatened, they are going to eventually lash out. And I do think if we keep doing that, we just gave some additional F-35 jets to Norway this past week, and it's getting ramped up. I mean, it's really, and if I were in Russia's shoes, they're going to be like, what the hell is this about? And I do worry that it could cause a much bigger scale war that I don't think that we would be prepared for, because there would be a lot of, we don't want another world war, because if we get another world war, it's going to be a lot different than the first two were. And it's not going to be a good outcome for billions of people, unfortunately.
You know, David, the fact that, America upgraded her nuclear arsenal since Barack Obama came into office. We basically got the latest and the best nuclear arsenal in the world. Our stuff is, newer and can do even more damage. And, nuclear. Well, here's the insanity, David. Nuclear weapons can now be flown on drones. You hear me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
So they made them.
I was gonna tell you. So, give me an example to your point with the new weapons. So, obviously, we dropped a couple of atomic bombs on Japan. Those are like firecrackers in comparison to what the hydrogen bombs that we would use if they were to be put to use. It'd be exponentially, I forgot how much more powerful it was off the top of my head, but it'd be way worse. I mean, one bomb could wipe out the entire city of Moscow with a hydrogen bomb.
Well, but you know.
And then the other thing is, to your point, so they're using drones. They would use, you know, automated stuff. They're using some robots now. You don't necessarily even have to have men or boots on the ground per se to start going crazy on people. And that's, you know, it's just a more sophisticated way of killing a lot of people.
Well, so David, here's the problem that I have. You're a learned man. You weren't around because you're a little bit younger than I am. But the SALT treaties that were created by those before us were created between the United States and Russia because the people who knew the impact of those bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki said, we can't ever even get to a point where this could possibly happen. So they created these treaties that stood the test of time, David. And so
arm limitation talk.
You said what?
I think it was called like the strategic arm limitation or something.
Well, yeah. So there were limits placed on those things, but they opened the door to that. And so you don't have all of those things just for eye candy, Dave. Again,
right.
We spent 21 years in Iraq. We're not going to leave completely until 2026. Saddam Hussein has been dead, what, 20 years, 15 years?
So
what were we doing there? Why are we still there? ISIS has long since been, you know, relegated to the scrap heap. I'm not saying that ISIS, there's not a few of them still around. But what kind of a threat is ISIS anymore, David? That Iraq can't handle that themselves.
Well, you know, and keep in mind, we got, you know, other bases close by Iraq.
It's, right.
You know, we got them in Kuwait and I think Qatar and, you know, some other places.
Right.
So, you know, and Saudi Arabia is another one. So to your point, okay, yeah, maybe we could look at some efficiencies over here where you can do the same thing, but, you know, maybe obviously with less soldiers. Keep in mind, they all get paid. They all got raises.
Yeah.
You got families. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So you got a lot of different dynamics going on there where, you know, they're being paid to sit there and they're not, I mean, right now they're not doing anything. But the thing is that if we ever had to mobilize troops, I mean, we certainly could do that fairly quickly. I'm not worried about that. I don't see why you need to have all these additional troops in an area that you know.
That's really not strategic. Really, it's not strategic.
Yeah.
And the other thing, Dave, is the Cold War is over. Why are we trying to resurrect the Cold War?
You know, you said it, and I agree with you. It's big business.
Yeah, that's
war is big, big, big money in there.
All right. Hey, Dave, thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to try out a little personal finance quiz. Are you ready? Here we go. Which phrase best completes this sentence? I can find out where I'm spending too much money by A, buying less expensive things, B, setting a financial goal, or C, tracking what you buy? If you guess C, you are 100% correct. The best way to figure out where you're spending money that you don't have to is by tracking your spending. Just take a look at your bank account and your credit card statements today. See what you notice. Anything pop out at you? Tracking like that helps you make more informed choices about your goals and your spending. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube, or you can text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram show on the Dominic, you know, Sylvia hours. Let me say this as I get ready to wrap up my time here. And this is the third day that I've had this great opportunity. I want to talk a little bit about my friend Dominic Sylvia. Dominic Sylvia is a brilliant, brilliant man. He's a very learned man. And let me do this. Hey, just put her on. Just put Annie on. Annie from Watertown. Annie, go ahead. Annie.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, talking about being arms dealers, something that sort of perked in my mind a few years ago when we were threatening to cut off the aid, our aid to Egypt. The main objectors were arms dealers, arms makers, because people would lose their jobs if we stopped giving aid to Egypt. The jobs we were making weapons.
Yes. But okay. So, can't we figure out a way to give people jobs in doing something else?
Yeah, I don't know. Selling drugs is a good thing. What's so dangerous about that? If you're going to make arms.
Hey, Andy, thank you very much for the call. I want to talk these last few minutes about my good friend Dominic Sylvia. Dominic Sylvia. And what he's going to be bringing to this table. A brilliant man with a great sense of humor and a great big heart. You know, Dominic's range of knowledge and information is very broad. He and I have had many great conversations. Dominic is going to open, you know, the door. And his style is wonderful. You know, and from time to time, you know, I'm going to spend, you know, a little time with Dominic. And, you know, whenever he calls, I'm around. I have the utmost respect for Dominic Sylvia, and you will as well. Let's go to Lynn from Oconomowoc. Hey, Lynn, go ahead.
Hi, I can end your discussion about why we're in Iraq in one word:
oil.
Well, that's it.
ExxonMobil, that's it.
I know.
ExxonMobil is the largest producer of oil in Iraq.
See, and the last time I checked, that's an American owned entity, right?
Well, I would say multinational.
Yeah,
possibly.
But for the most part, ExxonMobil has come out of America. And I will tell you this. Saddam Hussein, it's just like in Libya when Muammar Gaddafi was controlling the oil wells there. The same thing with Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. All of those men were at the head of their nations controlling the oil, and they nationalized the oil in their land. All three of them are gone now, and the oil is not nationalized anymore. The American people have to be educated, and they have to know. And I think if we knew exactly what our nation was doing in our name, Lynn, we would be outraged.
So is ExxonMobil a company, or do they have the U.S. military to support them?
It's a great question. I wish I had more time, Lynn, but I'm going to make sure I look into it. Thank you very much for the call. So I just wanted to finish up again with Dominic. Dominic's no stranger to these airwaves. Dominic is an experienced, host and with a great sense of humor. An intellectual giant, the heart of, and compassion for people. He has all the ingredients that it takes to be a very, very, very successful host. You know why? Because he's a great man. I love Dominic Sylvia. And we have had many great conversations, and I consider him to be a good friend. So I am thrilled beyond words, beyond conversation, that Dominic Sylvia is going to inherit this seat and do marvelous, marvelous things with it and take it to a higher level. And, Civic Media could have done a whole lot worse than to bring my good friend Dominic Sylvia into this studio Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Hey, Jess, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
This has been a joy and an honor, Earl.
I feel likewise. Got to get out of here. Everybody enjoy the weekend. And I'll see you all on Monday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday morning. See you later.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dom Salvia, who joins me to talk about his new show here on Civic Media. And it's a bar band Friday night as Max Inc's Terry Barr brings new music and sparkling conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.